municipality and local development. So in this case, I'm representing them. Indigenous people and national minorities have, as you said, Norway's have had several official reports regarding assimilation policies. In 2011, the report was made by the report was submitted by a committee that was investigated to no the report the committee was established to investigate the implementation of the policy when the, regarding Tatar and Mani people, and they submitted the report in 2015. And we also have the report in 2017 where the Parliament set down a committee what known as the Truth and Conciliation Commission. I would have to revert to you regarding questions related to methods and resources. I have forwarded them to the ministry, and they will revert to me. So hopefully we can give you some answers tomorrow morning. What I can say when it comes to the Committee on Tatar Romani, they found, regrettably, examples of forced adoptions of children from the Romani people Tatar culture to avoid that the children started to travel like their parents and relatives. The measures were carried out by the so-called Norwegian Mission for the Homeless with economical support from the state. When it comes to the findings on the truth and when it comes to the findings on the Truth and Reconciliation Committee, the report was received by the Parliament in June 2013, and the report was sent on public hearing and will be considered